Evelyn Horn has spent the past 20 years or so focused on birds. In 1989, she and her husband Al moved from Las Vegas to Eckerd and settled near Hart's Basin, or Fruit Growers Reservoir, as it's also called. It's controlled by the Orchard City Irrigation District. People had just been banned from the reservoir because of E. coli, and the absence of human activity made it more attractive to birds. And to Horn, every bird is an exciting, fragile, and beautiful being.
The ones out here right now, the little guys that look like they're in tuxedos, black back and white front, are western grebe, and they nest here.
They're going to have their babies.
We hope. Yes, we hope. Yeah. They nest in the emergent growth along the far side, along the east shore, and they build floating nests. And the...
Out of what do they use?
Down tulies and stuff like that, cattails. And they anchor it to the adjacent growth. Now, this is a floating nest. So when OCID draws down the water for the irrigation, then the birds are left high and dry. And this happened to us twice last year. And the result was that they were trying to build nests out along the inlet. And, of course, it was a total disaster. There was not one chick last year.
A self-taught naturalist with a master's degree in English, Horn has written three books about birds, and she also writes a column on birds for the Delta County Independent. She's especially keen on the sandhill cranes, and she's followed their migration from the Bosque del Apache in New Mexico to their breeding grounds in Grays Lake, Idaho. She counts the cranes that use Hart's Basin as a staging area every spring.
A little less than 20,000 in the flock, and we had 14,500. We usually get half to two-thirds. So it was a good year. It was reasonable, average.
The cranes come in the middle of the migration. Horn can rattle off the birds in alphabetical and chronological order.
Anybody that's a duck and in our flyway comes by. Right after the mallards come when we have a little open water. And then we have the common mergansers. And then after them, then we have the American widgeon and gadwalls. And they just start to appear. Pintails, ringnecks, shufflers. There's some over there in that pond right now. But they're way back in the weeds. That's what I was looking at when you came by. Mm-hmm. And then after all the ducks get here, then the western grebes show up. And we also have Canada geese and cinnamon teal and blue-winged teal. And less commonly, the snow geese and scaup and golden eyes and buffalo heads and ruddy duck and hooded mergansers, which is just fantastic. And each one is beautiful in its own way.
For KVNF News and I See Change at thealmanac.org, I'm Marty Derlin. And I'm watching the birds.